painful question. When any will be bhakti of Krishna really, then this is the Shrimad who has given himself in the face of Krishna. He will realize, or she will realize, that I am called bhakti of Radhika. This realization.
What is the symptom of that?
Shanti radaksa kalaksam virakshir manasinyata asa bandha samskandha, all these things. He will be samsar se uparat ho jayega aur Krishna ke prem mein dub jayega. Unhe dekha tha ki samsar kahan hai, kahan ja raha, kya ho raha. Always he will see, he will see that I am thinking in Krishna prem. No worldly thing will touch him. Bondo kono korbo
sound aspect
na kar jo he will be mukt out of mind. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, when he surrendered himself fully in the feet of Rupa Goswami, he saw that he felt that she is Rupa Manjari and I am Rati Manjari. This is the whole symptom. Next time.
Kumbh Mela? Because I
failed. Who is going? You?
No, I didn't go.
I did not go because
I decided to stay in Vrindavan. Because I very much desired to be able to pray to Radharani for her mercy. You know? So I was wondering how you could inspire, how you could help me understand the same mercy was found in Kumbh Mela, it's in Vrindavan, right? I don't need to go to Kumbh Mela to find this mercy. I feel that in Vrindavan I would even have more of the mercy of Radharani there.
Lakhs and lakhs times more better to live in Vrindavan, to have the mercy. If the Kumbh Mela mercy is one drop, to living in Vrindavan and to praying for mercy of Radha and Radhika is less and less and less and more.
Ganapati Maharaj.
I know.
You know, this is my Guru Maharaj. And he's given me the name Manjari, and I wish to understand more what you could please help me understand about being servant of the servant of the servant of the servant.
Yes, sir. No, dear.
I have a question about...
I read your letter. Very good letter.
Which one?
Very interesting letter.
I have a question about the two divisions of Raghunuga Bhakti, Sambandha and Kamanuga. Sambandhanuga and Kamanuga. So, there's this verse from Bhagavatam. Explaining six kinds of ways. Kamse, dvese, bayase, sambandhase, vipanase, bhaktise, all these different ways that one may attain Krishna, one may attain the Supreme. So first he rejects baya and because they're patipu, they're unfavorable. Then, analyzing sneha, and he says on the one hand, because it is related to sakya bhav.
আর কি করবে আর একটা ই দিয়েছে কি বলে এস্টিমেট পেয়েছে
নাম
তো বললাম যে
এখন তো পয়সা উঠছে না যে
then it is under vai bhakti ek ansh mein sakya bhav se yukt hone ke karan vai bhakti ke antargat hai. And then after that he says, on the other hand, because it is related to prema bhav, it is not under vai bhakti. Dusre ansh mein prem bhav se yukt hone ke karan sadhan rajya mein uski upayogita nahi hai, isliye ragan roga sadhan bhakti ke andar sneha ka sthan nahi hai.
What do you
mean? It says on the one hand it's related to vai bhakti. And on the other hand, it is not related to vai bhakti. Because on the one hand, because it is in relationship to sakya bhav, it is related to, or it is considered to be under vai bhakti. But on the other hand, because of being related to the prema bhav, it is not under vai bhakti. But in conclusion, he says that it is not considered to be part of Raghunatha Bhakti. But I couldn't understand the distinction, because what does this first part mean? That because it is related to sakya bhav, ek ansh mein sakya bhav se yukt hone ke karan vai bhakti ke antargat hai.
Meaning love to time. Sab kisi under vai bhakti. You are understanding this?
Yes.
What?
I am understanding, but not clearly.
What is this? Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam dasyam saptam. Here saptam is in vai. Have related with Krishna as a ordinary sakshabha. To know him as a sakha. But this is under Vaidhi Bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj has told. So in Radhanuga Bhakti, know you. Other hand, it comes in frame. Sneh man pranay rag anurag bhav mama sneh comes in frame. So sneh cannot be done in the raganuga, but it can come in the ragatmi. It cannot be followed. When a man comes in the state of frame, then his frame may be in sneha. So sneha is a state, a statement applied, how, which is found in only after Vastu Siddhi. So this cannot we cannot do sadhana in the raga. Paraganga. Then elements two. What?
Kalam and Sambandha.
Sambandha is Nanda Baba, Yashoda, related to Putra, son and father, related as a Sakha, as husband and wife in Dwarka. All these are Sambandha. Then, Kaam. Only gopis are under Kaam. There are Samadhi. So, you can. Raganuga can be done in following Raga. That is Kaam. But
and Sarupya Bhat is also explaining about Bhakti, why Bhakti is also not part of
Samadhita, or Kaam. Samanida, what is Samanida?
That is the Gopi.
What is
the Gopi?
What?
That is explaining about Bhakti also.
No. What do you just learn? You should read Samanida.
About Samanida? There's quite a lot here. I have some questions about that also. Kaam?
This question should be alone. Not for anyone.
Do I have to ask you later?
You can?
Okay.
This cannot be told to anyone.
So,
because they will not try to do that. They will try only to get chapati and to solve. They will not raise idols.
Whole
night to have a to light at it.
He's asking about the Swarupa of Kamaluga, or Kamaluga Bhakti. Jagannatha, Kamaluga Bhakti ka Swarupa Bhakti. And he's answering here, Kam Shakti se Sambho Krishna Sabho Hota hai.
Understanding?
The word Kaam means...
So you are understanding or not?
Something else. Kaam means, the word Kaam means thirst for some bhog. By some bhog we understand for the union with Krishna, which is the proper understanding here. Union with Krishna, or desire for enjoyment. Kaam shabd se sambho krishna ka bodh hota hai. Sambho krishna ka swarup aragatma ka bhakti ke swarup mein badhane se usme ahat ke krishnamaya vibhav udit hota hai. Arthat prithisambho Krishnamayi hoti hai. So, he's explaining that the desire for some bhog changes into or transforms into Ragatmika Bhakti, and then from this Krishna Maya Swabhav Vidit Hota Hai.
from Vishwadatmika Bhakti, then Ahansiki Kutumaya provides his family. Did you get that understanding? Yes. Good. So maybe you can just to clarify some of the terms. Kutumaya. Ananda Apsu Krishna. This is Kutumaya. How Krishna can be served and how he can be pleased by my son, Sananya Bhakti. Why? I thought Kriya has some time to Krishna. This is all between Sandar and Krishna. And without some living sense to offer herself to Krishna, the sense has passed. This is all time. But if we begin as to Krishna, it will be changed into Radhati and my Bhakti. Then, Gopinath wants to come to their heart. But to serve Krishna and how Krishna can be satisfied and he will be pleased. This is called Pranamai. But to do some more, but afterwards it will be changed into that. Pranamai. Sam, in Chaitanya Chaitanya, it has been explained. Sam means to point other path is Sam. But to bring the Sarva Krishna fully, no one has time to be there. Then it is Sai Krishna. Pain. So Gopi's time is pain. Gopi's time is not pain. What is happening?
Gopi's time never came into
it. But it may be after life, we are not sinful. But by this rule and regulation, this can be changed. If we have association of this particular, it should have been turned into pain. But you see that we have no association of this particular. But if you get association of this particular, it may be fine.
So those who are aspiring to follow in the footsteps of the devotees by performing Kamanuga Bhakti, then you become qualified to have the Bhakti. But in the beginning it will be
Not to Nothing even about it.
So then after one gives up his body, as one is qualified, and he goes to the earth, he doesn't dare, and he is steadfast, and good person, and he gets to appreciate that.
That's the way he is, to conquer it. That gradually he has to make it.
Thank you.
They are business men, you know. They are not sadhak. Understand? They are not sadhak. All these things. Go there. They also eat. No? You think that they are so much bhakti, but they have no relation with Krishna and Radha. They don't know Jiva Tattva, anything. No? Sometimes they smoke, drink, do evil work and think, and they go there. Hari bol they do, but they don't know what is bhakti. Anna vilasita sannam jnankar adhi anabhutam ankhilyana krishnanta. They don't know all these things. Yeah? They come to Vrindavan and make impure. Yeah?
The atmosphere.
And they do so many things. This is against bhakti principle. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Have you heard in Vrindavan? Bhajanga Bali Ji Jaya, Bhajanga Bali, Bhajanga Bali. They are going on yajna, fast, you know? Swaha. How did you use up in Vrindavan to go to Swarga? So they became getting that bhakti as a sphere, prem as a sphere. The sense of interest. But interest. If any Siddha Vaishnava comes there, Driving Jamuna, the first man in Vrindavan, Jamuna, they do bhakti classes, courses, Siddha Bhakti, Prana Bhakti, Garishima Bhagavat, Rakti Bhakti, then again at Moskva. And in other, in Kashi, Prayag, and all other Jayanti, Kumbh Mela, all Karmic Jani are there. No Rashi Vaishnava will go there. So glad that atmosphere is always in place. Understand?
You said there is a difference between transcendental abode and the
Transcendental abode is covered with Maya there. It is transcendental abode, it is certainly. But yes, it is covered with this material and Maya. If there are Rakshit Vaishnava, Kapadya, they can remove Maya so that Sadhali person can know all this. Otherwise, anyone cannot realize all this.
You cannot realize it, so that's what you can see the That means that the final Purva Mahana steals from the two devotees in the place of Sadhguru.
If you know Hindi, I can explain more and more so that everything will be clear. But sorry, you cannot understand Hindi. And I still difficulty. I cannot say what I can want to say.
Yeah.
But
That is no question, but I don't know English so much.
Very,
very.
So I don't understand very much, so you, whatever you say is.
I cannot explain.
What are the ways in which a person can be can begin to go
through? I can say. यहाँ के वातावरण में कर्मी ज्ञानी योगी कामी भोगी ये आकर्षित खराब कर देते
हैं
ये सब, इसलिए लोगों की भक्ति के प्रति शुद्ध धारणा नहीं हो पाती। वो लोग कर्म ज्ञान को ही भक्ति समझने लगते हैं। रास हो रहा है वृंदावन में, वृंदावन में रास होता है और एक शिष्य बनता है एक गोपी बनता है, और कुछ दिनों में जो कृष्ण बनता है या जो गोपी बनती है वो काम के मारे दूसरी जगह फिर शादी करना पड़ता है, शादी कर लेता है। अंडरस्टैंड? कृष्ण इन रास हैव टू बी मैरिड बिकॉज ही इज इंसान सो ही इज बाउंड टू मैरिड एंड गोपी ऑल्सो दैट राधा सो दे आर रिंग द अर्थ
आई
नो ब्रह्मचारी Shivasan Vrindavan for several years and doing bhajan, but he was not doing bhajan. He was cutting any and at last he married. He is not still married. It takes this mala also, everything. If he didn't know at first, he could have married. This is right. Understand? If they have been married and they are doing bhakti, it is right. But when you have done this form and doing bhakti, why you then knowing everything you are going to be married? It is against bhakti.
Not understanding, you mean it is pretending, you mean? Pretending?
Who pretending? It is against the rule of bhakti. Because they don't want to satisfy Krishna, but they want to satisfy their
No, they just want to get married and then together satisfy Krishna.
At first you have married. You can do it because you are were ignorant. But now knowing all these things, why you are going to do that?
It's not allowed after you become the
Then you are allowed.
No, but the point is you're not
this
doing
is,
it to satisfy Krishna.
This is
so that's not bhakti. That's the definition of bhakti.
Into what? They are made into atmosphere. When we have taken diksha, when we are doing sadhana to please Krishna, why you are going to please yourself? This is called annabhilashika. Grihasthman can do all this. But when coming to Gurukul, in Guru Ashram, this is against the principle. They are called Vantasi.
Vantasi means one who keeps his own vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Will you marry again?
No.
Why? So why they should marry?
Then why should they marry?
If they have not married the first time, he's saying they should not.
Yes. Once they've taken the path of bhakti.
This is the one they do bhakti to please Krishna. Why they are going to please their self?
They
will not understand this thing.
They feel that they have to take a slow path.
That's the thing.
What I'm going to point out.
Make gradual progress. Gradual progress.
I'm not understanding this. I'm not going But it's called Anyabhilasa. You know? Anyabhilasita Sunna? Have you heard?
Unmotivated? Unmotivated, uninterrupted?
What is it?
Unmotivated, uninterrupted, emotional service.
Anyabhilasita. Serving Krishna. Except the Krishna service, nothing I will do. This, if I am doing so, it is anyabhilasa.
Mm-hmm.
Where to marriage is an ang of bhakti?
Yes, anga.
Oh, you are not.
It's an ang of bhakti.
Where in 64 times of bhakti, where marriage is related? Marriage is written there?
No.
If marriage is bhakti, then I will do less and less times of marriage. Now again I will do marriage.
It's in the Varnashram system,
yeah? We don't know Varnashram. Atta sabachari are Varnashram adhara. Asuncham haya laya prasuna. We don't know Varnashram, Dharma, Ved, Upanishad, we don't know. Everyone is such. But if this fact is not known to them, they can marry and it may be that they will do such. But knowing our fire, knowing that it is aparad, and again we are doing, and it is a very good aparad. We should not chant Hari name, being alasi. Alasi, you know?
Idle.
Mm-hmm. Like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So this is idleness. Knowing that we should not be idle and taking karma, then it will be apara. No? Don't do dehat no dina.
Bodily
concept. Don't think that this body is thine, myself. No? If you are knowing this fact and doing it, then it will be aparad. And without knowing you are going, it is not aparad, it is path one.
Simple.
So knowing that I should not do anything except the Krishna bhakti, I'm doing all these things, then it will be aparad, neglecting bhakti.
But isn't that a very elevated position to be in, that you can just only do the bhakti without...
Where it is written? In any shastra? If you want to do pure bhakti, then you will have to adopt pure bhakti. You have your mind here and there. How can you realize pure bhakti? It may be male or female or any. Now I'll have to go to his class. Any question more? Try to do pure bhakti. Don't do gojami. Gojami, do you know? You know gojami? No? I will, if there is a rogi means
patient.
Doctor is telling him, don't take imli, don't take wine, don't take any hard thing, and take this medicine. You should take also milk, cow milk. The patient is telling, I will take milk also and diet also. Both I will take. This is gojami. I will be anyabilasi also and do bhakti. What I want, I will do, and bhakti also do. So thousand and lakhs of bucks will go away. We will have to adopt bhakti like Rupa Raghunath. Today we finish, we all have to go to. Don't take my heart word.
No, they're very good.
Yeah. Don't say here. Because Shuddha Katha is like a salwar.
Nice. Ring?
Nice.
Yes.
It cuts everything we can see. Malicious in our heart.
Mm.
So don't.
But it may cut out cords of verse also.
Cut out, it will cut out many verse from God.
The instructions.
What if you just take anything useful so that it won't touch it if it is down there?
Therefore, I'm grateful.
You are American? You're pronunciation and their pronunciation some little different.
Different part of America.
Gorkhya English, I understand very simply.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Indian.
That's because she's from South America. Her language is Spanish, so she's second language English, like you.
Oh yes, that
that's
is.
Why.
You are French and pure.
Yeah, not pure. Pure American. Purely fallen.
Well, I was just
tell you.